Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Monday, April 1st. We're talking about why former VP Joe Biden is defending himself today and why the music industry is mourning. Plus, the history-making Final Four, more CBD, and April Fool's Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, President Trump says he might close the U.S.-Mexico border as soon as this week, and now the White House is doubling down, saying he's not bluffing. The Hill reports President Trump threatened to shut down the border because of the number of people trying to cross it illegally, and that it would also help stop drugs from coming into the U.S. He told Mexico's government to do something to help ASAP or else. At the same time, Customs and Border Protection says the border has hit a, quote, breaking point, and border facilities are over capacity. Officials urge Congress to do more. But critics say closing the border could actually cause more problems. The Washington Post reports it would affect families seeking asylum as well as the economy here in the U.S. There was more than $611 billion in trade over that border just last year. And that's not all. This weekend, the State Department says at the president's direction, the U.S. will stop sending humanitarian aid, as in money, to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Remember, those are the Central American countries where many of the migrants come from before crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Most say they're leaving poverty and violence to seek asylum in the U.S. Supporters say cutting off aid will send a message and that the U.S. should stop interfering. Critics say if we stop working toward preventing poverty and violence in Central America, even more people will feel forced to flee and head our way. Former Vice President Joe Biden is defending himself today, but he says he's also listening to the woman accusing him. NBC News reports a former Nevada state lawmaker, Lucy Flores, says Biden smelled her hair and kissed her on the back of the head in 2014 while she was running for lieutenant governor. She says she was mortified and felt powerless since he was the VP at the time. Biden says he doesn't remember it the same way, that over the years he's given a lot of handshakes, hugs, and expressions of affection, and he never intentionally acted inappropriately. But at the same time, Biden says Flores has every right to come forward with her story and he'll listen respectfully. Of course, this is all happening while Biden may be running for president in 2020. He hasn't officially announced, but he has said he's thinking about it. Facebook CEO now says he'd be okay with some government regulations. In fact, he's detailing how he thinks it should go down in a new Washington Post op-ed and on his own Facebook page. CEO Mark Zuckerberg outlined the roles he thinks companies and governments should play in four main areas: harmful content, election integrity, privacy, and data portability, as in moving data from one service to another. He gets into some detail about it. For example, he calls on governments to set common standards for how to verify people behind political ads. And he says governments should play a role in what speech is allowed online. He also calls on governments around the world to come up with a common framework for privacy rules so the internet isn't so split. He pointed to Europe's new stricter rules known as GDPR. Of course, for years now, Facebook has faced a lot of criticism about these very areas he's talking about. ABC News points out he told Congress last year that he's not against regulation, he just wants it to be the right regulation. Get ready, cold weather is coming back. The Weather Channel says much of the U.S. will see some colder temperatures today. Arkansas and Tennessee, for example, can expect some freezing temps early this morning. And on the East Coast, where they just had weather in the 70s over the weekend, ABC News says they can now expect temperatures to drop about 30 degrees. But the warm spring weather will be back soon. A quick break to thank today's sponsor, Audible. The Wall Street Journal reports Michelle Obama's memoir is on track to becoming the best-selling memoir in history. And with Audible, you can not only listen to that best-selling book, you can hear Obama herself narrating it. Or get access to other bestsellers and memoirs about different political figures that you're interested in. Or take a break from news altogether and listen on the go to motivation and mysteries. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet right now, and they always have great suggestions in various categories if you're not sure where to start. And just like this podcast, Audible is convenient. You can listen on any device, anytime, anywhere, at home, the gym, your commute, or while traveling. Audible is the best place to listen to the most inspiring minds and the most compelling stories. Get started with a 30-day trial when you go to audible.com/newsworthy or simply text newsworthy to 500-500. That's Audible, spelled A-U-D-I-B-L-E, audible.com/newsworthy or text newsworthy to 500-500. And listen for a change. Now, back to the news. March may be over, but we're still talking about March Madness. In fact, we're now down to the final four of the NCAA tournament. So who's left? Michigan State, Texas Tech, Auburn, and Virginia. Michigan State beat top-seeded Duke last night, 68-67. CBS Sports says Texas Tech and Auburn are both in the Final Four for the very first time in school history, and Virginia hasn't made it this far since 1984. The Final Four matchups are next Saturday in Minneapolis. It's the first day of April, so you know what that means, April Fool's Day. But one company is banning all types of pranks. The Verge reports Microsoft warned their employees this year not to take part in April Fool's Day. The company says they have more to lose than gain by trying to be funny. At the same time, Google is known for releasing random things on April Fool's Day, and this year is no different. Engadget says the iconic Snake game from the 90s will be added to Google Maps, which will let you play the game around major cities, at least for the next week. Well, about a week after CVS said it'll have CBD products, Walgreens now says it will too. USA Today reports Walgreens plans to roll out cannabis-based sprays, creams, and patches to 1,500 Walgreens stores around the country. CBD is a cannabis compound derived from hemp. Some say there are potential health benefits like relieving anxiety and muscle pain, but it won't get you high. CBD has become even more mainstream since the Farm Bill passed in December. It legalized hemp, which means CBD is okay in most states, at least in topical products. In entertainment news, we start today with a sad one. Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle has died. NBC News reports he was shot and killed in Los Angeles yesterday, just outside the clothing store he owns called The Marathon. Variety reports big names in the music industry were paying tribute to him on social media, like Drake, who said they were planning to do a song together this summer. Others praised him for doing great work within his community. LA's mayor said he was lost to senseless gun violence. He has said in a past interview that he's been part of an LA area gang. But Nipsey Hussle's debut studio album, Victory Lap, was nominated for Best Rap Album at this year's Grammy Awards. He was 33. Legendary rock band The Rolling Stones have postponed their North American tour. Lead singer Mick Jagger needs medical treatment. Page Six says doctors have told him to rest during undisclosed medical treatment, but that he'll make a full recovery. The tour was set to start later this month. Now the AP says ticket holders are asked to keep their tickets. The tour is still expected to happen, just at a later date. The remake of Dumbo premiered this weekend and was number one at the box office. It brought in $45 million, but Variety says that's the lowest star for any of Disney's live-action remakes. The remake of Beauty and the Beast and The Jungle Book both brought in more than $100 million on their opening weekends. The horror film Us was at number two, and Captain Marvel came in third. By the way, Dumbo is the first of three Disney remakes coming to theaters this year, so stay tuned. And that's it for today. You are caught up from the weekend. As always, I so appreciate it if you let your friends know about The Newsworthy. And if you're interested in reading more about any of the stories we talked about, I list all the links to the articles referenced in today's show notes. Just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.